This is TWiT.
So, who should buy which? You have all three.
Yes.
The dimensions of the, you know, I bought the MacBook Pro. The dimensions of the MacBook Pro 13 are very, very similar to the MacBook Air. They're a couple ounces.
It's a MacBook Air Pro. I mean,
yeah,
honestly, it's a MacBook
It's a few
Air
ounces
Pro.
Heavier. That's probably because of the fan, but also maybe a bigger battery, substantially larger, longer battery life. So presumably better performance because of the fan. Screen's the same. The actual dimensions
the
of
screen's the screen's 100 nits brighter. So
it's a little brighter.
I don't know if if you pay if that really matters to you or not, but it's like 100 nits brighter.
So
and it's got a touch bar, which is a positive or negative depending on your
At least it has a real escape key. I can live with the touch bar if I have a real escape key. Remember, I'm an Emacs user.
Well, it runs Doom now apparently.
The Doom touch bar Doom is the definitive edition. So who should buy the Mini? Who should buy the Air? Who should buy the Pro?
So I would say that your default is just the MacBook Air. If you think you're going to be regularly running workloads that are longer than 10 minutes or you just need the longer battery, you're really susceptible to that 100 nits, like you really want that brightness, or you just love you some touch bar, then you should go up to the MacBook Air.
It's only a few $100 more expensive. It's not vastly more expensive. And it's my point was it's not vastly heavier, nor is it vastly bigger.
No.
It's actually thinner in its dimensions than the thickest part of the Air, which is really weird.
And the fan's not even loud. So like, but like if you hate fans, don't get the Pro, but it's not even that loud.
Yeah.
And then the Mac Mini, I'm going to just echo what Alex Lindsay said. Like there is going to be a Mac Mini Pro that has the same chip in it that the higher end MacBook Pros have and that the lower end iMacs have. So if you want a current version of the Intel Mac Mini, wait. But if you just want a small cheap box to throw on a television or a display or like Alex uses when he puts it as glue in his product, like you just need it to do a transcoding job, like some sort of job in your larger array of devices, then it's $100 cheaper. And wow, does it perform laps around the current Intel version, never mind the older silver version that it's replacing.
Well, yeah, Lisa's so unhappy with her year-old MacBook Air. She says, so slow. Can I have your MacBook Air, your 2020 MacBook Air, when you get the new computer? I said, Lisa, let's just get you a new MacBook Air.
Lori told Georgia to throw hers in the trash on Friday. It was brilliant.
Yeah, let's just get you a new one. And she says, no, we can't afford it right now. I don't want to spend that money. I think your 2020 Air, your last Intel Air, will be fast enough. But I know the minute she starts using that 13-inch MacBook Pro,
she's going to say, don't let her use yours.
Yeah, she's going to say, oh, this is much better. Which one did you buy, Lori?
Like
I forgot. Did you get the Air?
Oh, I have not bought.
Oh, your review units. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So here's the thing is I don't need a new Mac laptop yet. And I think I do cut not because this is the
it's
first
not what
generation.
You need. It's what you want, Lori.
I want to see what they do
you're
next.
Gonna do,
and
you're
going to
wait till next year. Yeah.
I think what they're going to do next is going to come soon. And
yes.
I might end up getting the MacBook Air. But I want to see what they do next before I make that decision. I don't need it right now. So I want to see what kind of other things come of it. So that's why I haven't purchased one
that's
yet.
Smart. That's smart.
Yeah.
If you don't
if
need
I were
it,
buy
waiting.
One, though, I would go with the MacBook Air. I would because I don't need exactly what Renee is talking about. I don't need, I don't do things that would require ramping up of the processors for more than 10 minutes at a time. So the MacBook Air, considering that it's pretty much just the MacBook Pro without a fan, that's the most sensical. And I'm also much more willing to spend a couple extra $100 to get more RAM than to spend a couple extra dollars to get the bottom line MacBook Pro.
Right.
That makes more sense to me.
That's sensible. Yeah. Mm. Andy?
This has really been on my mind for the past week. I mean, I've had my finger over a buy it now button so many times over the past week. Here's my situation. My desktop Mac Mini is like 8 years old. My MacBook is now 5 years old. They're both very, very due for updates. And I am so eager for I'm much more eager for these M1s than I thought it would. I thought it would be easy for me to get a loaner for 30 to 60 days. That would like slake my original thirst and I could wait until next year when they fill out the line a little bit more. And now I'm thinking that I am gravitating towards buying a minimal MacBook Air by the end of the year. And my thinking is that I will definitely buy a Mac Mini, like the next generation of it, when they have more I/O, when they have more ports, or if their rumors are, again, rumors are true, that they're coming up with like a Mac Pro Mini, that would be totally up my alley. And the reason why I'm leaning towards the MacBook Air instead of the MacBook Pro is that I'm thinking about when we get back to like normal times, what are the gaps in my hardware? And the single biggest annoyance I have in hardware is that the number of times where I have to be in New York for 2 or 3 days for a meeting, there is going to be, I have to do a podcast of some kind, whether it's Mac Break or some other thing, particularly if it requires video, and I have to bring a lot of hardware. I can't just bring my iPad with me. I can't just bring my little Chromebook with me. And for me, the MacBook Air would cover that even in 2021, 2022, when there are much better M1 Macs out there. This would cover that line of I only need a real laptop for this one thing. Let me give me the latest, longest battery life thing I can possibly get. And I'm also curious to see how good is this thing going to be with minimal arrangement. For $1,000, that is right in the sweet spot of a laptop purchase for me. But again, I can't get over the fact that I was all gung ho about saying, but wouldn't it be nice to have a tower PC where when you want to upgrade the CPU in 2 or 3 years, you just upgrade the CPU, or you don't have to throw the entire thing out every 5 or 6 years or find a new use for it. And now it's like, oh, but it seems like spending $60,000 on a gas powered car right now, when you know that in 5, 6, 7 years, it's just not going to be there. There's so much more interesting things happening in electrics these days. Right now, all the really interesting things, even besides performance, are happening with the M1 chip on the Mac these days.
That's a really good point. Devendra Hardarar writes in Engadget, one thing is clear now with the M1 chip, Apple finally has a way to truly differentiate Macs from Windows PCs.
Yeah.
Now there's more of a reason to opt for a Mac beyond a slightly different OS and Apple's excellent build quality. The M1 chip makes the MacBook Air one of the fastest ultra portables you can buy today, and even the biggest Windows fans will have a hard time denying that. Actually, they aren't having a hard time.
They deny it anyway.
Devendra's an optimist. But I think that's really a very apt analogy. Andy, it's like an internal combustion engine, and we're going electric. It's time to look to the future, and Apple really seems to have, by the way, unfortunately, seems to have a lock on the future. I'd love to see M1 based Windows machines. I'd love to put Linux on this. I don't think I'm going to be able to. I think it's just.
But it was a wake up for Qualcomm. Like when Apple went 64 bit, and Qualcomm was trying to milk 32 bit for all its. It was worth. At first, you had they went through the five stages. At first, there was denial, doubt, anger. But eventually, they got through it to acceptance. They started making way better Qualcomm. Like, I firmly believe Qualcomm is better today, and we have better Qualcomm. Well,
competition's
phones
always
today
good. That's
because,
right.
Absolutely. Yeah, because
that's
Apple entered that market. And these aren't dumb. Like, Intel, I'm going to say these aren't dumb companies. Intel is just severely hurting right now in so many different metrics. But AMD is not dumb, and Qualcomm is not dumb, and MediaTek is not dumb. And they won't have the advantage of integration that Apple offers, but they've always been able to leverage their modularity or their different form factors. And there are going to be things that by its nature Apple just will never offer. Like if you really want, right now it's maybe a split I forget what they call it, convertible machine, or something in an odd form. There's going to be a whole bunch of needs that Apple doesn't serve. And if they don't deny this, but let this inform them and make them better, there'll be a whole bunch of really interesting new ARM-based Windows machines in 2-3 years for people to hopefully faster to enjoy.
Absolutely.